If you come down with a fever, cough, or other symptom of COVID-19, you are going to be worried about all kinds of things, your own health, the health of your family. Add to that your medical bill. Congress did pass laws in March to protect patients on that last front, and some insurance companies have waived fees. But a trip to the ER can still end in a big bill. Well, every month, NPR takes a look at a medical bill, and today we have one for the COVID era. Joining us to talk through it is Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. She is editor-in-chief of our partner, Kaiser Health News. Hey there, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Who will we hear from today, and what's the story?
So today we're hearing from the Regan family from Denver. They're a couple with a one-year-old son and another baby on the way. And the story involves the dad's COVID-like symptoms and an unexpectedly high bill.
So our guide to this story is going to be reporter John Daly of Colorado Public Radio. He spoke to the Regans. Let's let him tell us what happened.
In late March, Timothy Regan got sick, hit by symptoms like a low-grade fever.
The coughing was the worst and the breathing. There's times I obviously couldn't see myself, but Alyssa would see me.
Alyssa is Timothy's wife.
She got pretty concerned. I couldn't stand up. The coughing fits were so bad, I could barely breathe.
They wondered, had he developed COVID-19? After being sick for about 3 weeks, Regan called a hotline operated by a large public health system, Denver Health. He described his symptoms to a nurse.
And they told me that I had to come in within 4 hours just to make sure I didn't have pneumonia, make sure things weren't worse.
When he got to Denver Health's downtown facility, a nurse sent Timothy to the ER because he'd noted chest pain as a symptom.
I was in there for a couple hours, I think, doing tests.
Tests like a chest x-ray and electrocardiogram to examine his lungs and heart, which were both normal.
And then the doctor came in and said, yeah, he gave me his diagnosis of basically without being tested, presumed COVID.
The doctor also said he might have bronchitis and prescribed an inhaler to assist his breathing. Because he was presumed to have the coronavirus, Regan was told to quarantine at home for 2 weeks.
We had to self-isolate. We all self-isolated.
At that point, April 3rd, Denver Health used coronavirus tests for sicker patients, so Regan did not get a test. Soon he was back at home, but the worries weren't over.
I had the sickness the worst, but like my wife had symptoms with her being pregnant and my son had symptoms.
They were sick for weeks, but all turned out to be fine. Then the bill arrived. Denver Health assessed Regan about $3,300 for the ER visit. The family gets insurance through United Healthcare via Alyssa's job at a Denver nonprofit. The insurer paid about $1,000 based on their $3,500 in-network deductible. Alyssa says they were left to pay the rest.
It ended up being over $2,200. I can't remember the exact number now. The amount that I was most shocked by was the visit.
The general ER fee.
The visit alone was over $2,200.
So that big bill out of nowhere just kind of blindsided us.
The couple says they'd been trying to do the right thing, only seeking medical care when needed. But when she contacted United about getting the bill readjusted, Alyssa was told they were only covering coronavirus tests and nothing else.
We wanted our insurance to be a little bit more responsive to our concerns. So in a moment of kind of frustration, I went in and submitted our bill of the month.
Alyssa Regan there, ending that report from John Daly. So Elizabeth Rosenthal, I'm in suspense. She submitted the bill. What did we do? What happened?
Well, our reporter started making calls and the insurer United Healthcare reviewed the bill. Thankfully, they said, oh, you're right. This is a COVID bill, and we're going to waive the $2,200. But of course, you know, there are many problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's great news for the Regans, but I am wondering, how is it possible? Not everyone's going to have a reporter calling on their behalf and trying to sort this out.
Sure. We're really concerned that there are more people getting these kinds of bills. You know, insurers and Congress have promised that patients won't be stuck with out-of-pocket expenses. But we're getting lots of bills from people who are. And it's happening in lots of different ways because there are lots of potential loopholes in those promises. Tim, like so many patients, was told to go to the ER. So the ER fee is a big problem for him. Is that included in the promise? What if, like him, you didn't get an actual COVID test because they weren't testing people who didn't get admitted? Does that count then, since there's no documentation that your visit was COVID related?
Yeah. And in this specific case, what was the error or the loophole?
Well, his visit wasn't coded as COVID since he didn't have a test. But of course, the doctor said, oh, assume you have it, as so many people who are outpatient these days are being told.
So what can people do? Because a lot of people are going to be in the same situation, told by their doctor to presume they have COVID, even if they don't have an official test result to show.
Right, presumably far more than have had the actual test. So what I tell people, anyone who has to go to urgent care or the hospital ER for coronavirus testing or evaluation, you should look at your bills carefully and know you have law on your side if you can test them. Also, importantly, tell the provider to note on your chart presumed COVID. So when you go back to your insurer and say, hey, this was a COVID-related visit, you have documentation of that. Congress and insurers have made promises, and we really need to hold them accountable for that.
All right. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thank you for being with us and telling us about this case today.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have an outrageous or confusing medical bill about COVID treatment or anything else, go to NPR's Shots blog and tell us about it.